Welcome to A Different Way of Traveling. This is a podcast where we discuss travel for persons with disabilities and special needs in South Africa and beyond with our host, Lois Strachan. Join us as we share inspiring stories of people who travel, exciting, accessible travel experiences, and showcase service providers who will accommodate those with special needs. And now, on with the show.
Hello, and welcome to the 54th episode of A Different Way of Traveling, a podcast on accessible travel brought to you by Accessible South Africa. I'm your host, Lois Strachan. Today we're going to be chatting about adaptive scuba diving with the team from Handicapped Scuba Crew based in South Africa. Before we get to that interview, a reminder that if you haven't already done so, to please subscribe to the podcast. And if you like what we're doing, tell a friend or share some of the episodes on social media. Thanks so much for doing that. It really does help us. Okay, let's take a deep breath and dive into the world of adaptive scuba diving. Today on A Different Way of Traveling, we're chatting to the team from Handicapped Scuba Crew. Now, I've been hearing their name repeatedly often in the last few months, talking to colleagues and friends from the disabled community. And I thought it'd be a great idea to interview them and to find out a little bit more about who they are and what they do. So welcome to the podcast, everyone. It is great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What I'd like to do is to start off just by asking each of you to tell me who you are and what your role is in the company.
Well, I'll start. My name is Dean Conde. I'm one of the directors of Handicapped Scuba. It's a non-profit organization. It is my sideline hustle, as they call it. My main job daily is in data and analytics for a big IT company called IOCO.
Okay, who's next?
Great, I'll go next. My name is Richard Ashman. I'm one of the directors of Handicapped Scuba Crew. We also have a existing diving company called Scuba Crew, which assists us a lot with the sponsoring of the gear and the rental of the cylinders and things like that, and enables us to piggyback on the better pricing because of the trips we do, so we get preferential pricing and treatment when we go down to the coast. I've been diving since 89, so I've been diving a while. I've got lots of other things keeping us busy, but obviously the passion being diving and sharing our passion for diving with people.
Great. Okay, who's next?
I'm Frick Witter. I'm a scuba instructor. Started diving in 1995. Met up with Mr. Ashman in about 2011 when I had my son certified as an open water diver. In 2013, when I decided I would like to turn my passion into a bit of a more permanent thing, I approached Richard and we started diving together since 2013. So I'm a PADI instructor, SSAI instructor, and we've now all become Handicapped Scuba trainers. We can now train instructors. Our passion is diving. Unfortunately, I have to work to feed, and I'm a factory manager for a cement company.
Thank you. That leaves Sue.
Hi, I'm Sue. Yes, I've been in a motor vehicle accident in 2013. I started diving in 2013 as well before my accident. So, I started diving again. I was, first of all, after my accident, thinking, you will never be able to dive again, get rid of your stuff. Then I saw an ad that Richard's company, Scuba Crew, had on Facebook. And I phoned him, and I was living in Bloom, and he said, okay, cool, I'm in Bloom this weekend. So I was like, oh, damn. And went for a DSD or a refresher course and was totally hooked. So, that's me in a nutshell. I'm addicted to life. I love the passion of giving hope to people that think after a disability, life stops.
Very true words, Sue. Let's turn a little bit to the company. And from what I've heard you saying, it started with the company Scuba Crew. And then from there, you've developed into the subsidiary company Handicap Scuba Crew. So when did Scuba Crew start? When did you guys start?
Scuba Crew, we've been diving for quite a long time together as a very informal group, probably about 10, 12 years now. We used to dive under a name called Underwater Exploration Crew. We enjoyed exploring wrecks and things like that. And our following got bigger and bigger, and about, Frickle, help me with the dates, probably 5 or 8 years ago, we formalized it into, you know, a proper logo and a more working business, and changed the name to Scuba Crew. Obviously, it's easier when people are searching for scuba and things like that. And it's a short name that says what we do. We then, because of the following of people that we've had, have grown into having to have different divisions to be able to handle the different divers.
That makes a lot of sense. And how then did Handicap Scuba Crew come about, and when did that happen?
Approximately 20. All right, let's take a step back. We've been diving with disabled people for probably 8 or 9 years under the different categories that the different companies like PADI and SSI permit. But there are restrictions. In 2018, we were involved with a local and international business called Handicap Scuba Association, HSA, which is an international affiliated company which we did our buddy courses through. From there, we realized that the more that we teach, the more we learn. And an adaptive type of skill is not a skill that is a one-size-fits-all. When you have 10 blind people or partially sighted people, even though their injuries or a vision is the same, each one has different capabilities and abilities. And the adaptive diving falls in that inability to do something. For example, an amputee maybe doesn't have legs, or a paraplegic can't swim. So when you come in to fill in for that, there are lots of different methods to do it. So we then branched out and did as many courses as we could. We dived a lot with the guys from Netcare Rehab, worked with the OTs, worked with a lot of the doctors to try and get different styles, and then developed it into a combination between the different diving styles. We then ended up and had to choose a organization to continue with, and we chose one of the oldest organizations that are in existence that has to do with handicapped scuba diving, and that is HSA. International, a guy called Jim Gattaca. And we all recently qualified as instructor trainers with them, which for us is like the next step to be able to help people help people.
I think we should maybe take a step back and kind of just go really down to the basics of what is adaptive scuba diving? If someone were to come on one of your courses, what would they expect?
Great. Adaptive scuba diving to me, and I, each one of us has an own personal reason or a method behind how we work. But the basic bottom line of adaptive scuba diving is that a buddy and or instructor comes in and falls in for an inability for a diver to be able to do something. For example, if there's a blind diver, what the person that is their buddy and or instructor job is to fill in the sections which they cannot themselves experience. So we then tell them what they are seeing. Now, it's all good and well outside the water, but in the water, there's signals that we use, hand signals we use. There's a lot of tactile type of exercises we do, certain shells and corals that you're allowed to touch. Generally, we don't encourage any touching of the marine life, but most of our instructors have done advanced courses in marine life, so they know which corals and shells and rock formations you can touch without disturbing it. So basically, in a nutshell, if there is a shortfall or an inability to do something, the job of the adaptive diver buddy instructor is to fill in that section.
Which I suppose from my perspective, the way I make sense of that is to say, as my guide dog does when she and I are walking, so the dive buddy or instructor would do that under the water in the dive.
Correct. Yes, so we will be your eyes, and we will communicate with you so that you experience a lot of the dive without us having to wait to go to the surface. Part of the experience for the for someone like yourself is to experience things underwater, and you've got to remember that your hearing is more acute than ours. So you actually get to use your other senses a lot better underwater than we can experience. And we communicate with you underwater what is happening. Like Richard said, from some of the marine life, the corals, the shells, the sea bottom, etc. And then part of the experience for someone like yourself is also the social inclusion. Because often an adaptive diver has not been included in a normal social environment for quite a while. They're too scared, and the people that they're diving with or are in a social environment with are too scared. But we have got to a stage where you are just another person, another student for us. We might fill in for your sights, but everything else you can do on your own. And then after the dive, we just find that the guys are super excited to hear from all the other divers what they saw on the dive. And it makes them feel totally socially included in that environment. The same with a quad or a paraplegic. You know, Richard was talking about filling in what you aren't able to do. So we will help you swim, but we will also let you try and swim on your own. We have special gloves, web gloves, so that if a paraplegic wants to swim, they can use their arms. Sue, if you watch Sue, and we'll send you some links, Sue dives on her own. She doesn't need any assistance except to get onto the boat. So we let her go, and when she needs help, she signals if she needs some help. But we try and give people the full experience without having to fill in too much where it's unnecessary.
It sounds like you almost do an assessment of each individual diver and then accommodate to their specific needs.
Correct. So everyone is different and everyone needs a gap filled, but it's never the same. So you're quite correct, Lois.
Across the spectrum of disabilities, I mean, it's a huge spectrum. It's a huge community, and we're talking, you know, everything from physical disability right the way through to emotional and mental conditions. Who do you accommodate in the work you're doing?
To give you a list of some of the divers we've dived with amputees, deaf, muscular dystrophy, spina bifida, autistic, Down syndrome, paraplegic, stroke, blind, hemiplegic, post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, quadriplegic, and cancer patients, just to name a few.
And it really does sound like it's a question of adapting each person's dive experience and things like that as you go. How much training and what are the requirements ahead of time before somebody goes into the water? Are there prerequisites that people need to have before scuba diving?
You're talking about the adaptive diver?
I presume in this situation, yes. I mean, I would imagine, and maybe I'm wrong, you can correct me, a knowledge of how to swim, is that a prerequisite?
No. We have lots of divers who can't swim, but because of the equipment and the people around them, we fill in that gap for them. We've got many people in our crew that cannot swim but can dive.
So take me through the process. Someone approaches your company and says, I'm keen to investigate and explore scuba diving. How would you work with them from that point?
So the only two things they need to be able to do on their own is to breathe on their own, so not on a respirator, and for their heart to pump on their own. So if they've got an internal pacemaker, that's fine, but anything external, we cannot dive with them. So as long as you can breathe on your own, you can dive. So what we do is we have a day called a Discover Scuba Dive, which is a tryout of scuba diving. So you have no experience needed. We do require for you to get signed off by your doctor for you to be able to come and try diving. So that medical is done with your personal doctor, and he will discuss the risks, because there always are risks involved in scuba diving. It doesn't matter who you are. And then what we'll do is we'll bring you to a pool in Joburg, Pretoria, wherever we are. And what we do is we run through all of the equipment that you're going to use in the pool, outside of the pool first. So we explain what everything is, how it's used, what its function is, until that student is totally comfortable to take the next step and actually get in the water. Then we have various methods to get people into the water and transfer them into the water, gear them up, and then it is a step-by-step approach. So, and it's at the pace of the students. So we first give you the experience of putting the regulator, which is like a snorkel, which is connected to the scuba tank in layman terms, and we get you to put that in your mouth and actually put your face in the water and just experience what it's like to breathe right at the surface. Once we do that, we put the mask on, and we then give you the same experience of breathing in the water, but right at the surface. And then we take a step-by-step approach to take you further down into the water. The most important thing for us is to make sure that you can equalize your ears. So when you dive, the pressure between the middle and the outer ear needs to be equalized, and that you do by holding your nose closed, holding your mouth closed, and blowing. So when you go down to the coast, you feel pressure on your ears, and you can either, it's called a Valsalva maneuver, you can either do that, or you can wiggle your jaw. There are many, many ways of equalizing your ears. So that's very important for our students. And once they get the hang of that and they feel comfortable with moving into some deeper water, we go down into slightly deeper water, which is around 3 to 5 meters. And we let you experience the underwater world. You can try and get your balance. You can swim around if you can. We'll swim around with you. We have lots of toys and shells and things that we like to take along so people can experience feeling things as well. And then if we feel that you're confident enough to take it to the next step, we can take you to the coast and we can go on a sea dive or a few sea dives. And there it's quite an experience because there's the beach, there's the boat, there's quite a lot of things that happen to get you to the dive site. And once you get in the water, that's really the cherry on the top. But there's the whole big experience with the team and the scuba divers and gearing up with everyone and getting excited to go on the dive. And the dive is really the cherry on the top.
Whereabouts do you operate? I mean, if someone from, say, the Cape was wanting to experience scuba diving, would you be able to accommodate that, or where do you operate?
Yes, so we try to operate nationally. We actually have a Cape Town trip arranged for the end of October, beginning of November. We are actually going to be at the International Spinal Congress at the Protea Hotel in Stellenbosch between the 3rd and the 6th of November. So we are planning a trip around that to get together with adaptive divers to give them an experience of diving, of scuba diving. We often go to a place called Alawel Shoal, which is about 45 minutes from Durban. So we often go through Durban to go and dive. So Durban is also an option. We dive in Sidwana, which is up past Richards Bay, and we dive a lot in Mozambique, Ponta da Hora, and Gunjata Bay. Sometimes we go down through to the Western Cape and the Eastern Cape. So it just depends on the demand of how many divers are interested, and then we can plan a trip.
And how many divers would you normally have on any one course, I suppose?
So it depends on on the diver and what their condition is. We have certain ratios that we adhere to. So for a quadriplegic, we normally have two instructors or two instructor and a buddy. For someone that's got an amputated leg, they would have a buddy. So it depends on the condition that you have as to how many people in a group we would be able to take safely and within our procedures and standards.
Okay. As an organization, what are your plans for the future? What are kind of the next steps for Handicapped Scuba Crew?
I think if I can, you know, the big vision we have is to try and make scuba diving and the freedom scuba diving brings accessible to everybody everywhere. And that's been the drive behind why we've become instructor trainers, to be able to go to the different areas that we frequent often and train the local dive masters, instructors in adaptive diving, in the sense that it's all good and well for everybody to be able to come on these trips with us. And, you know, when we are everywhere, but the whole drive behind the whole system is to try and make diving, an accessible holiday for everybody. So we're looking at trying to train as many of the instructors, dive masters, buddies, people at the coasts, inland, at the different dive schools, to be able to work with the adaptive divers correctly, efficiently, without any danger, so that when people are looking at taking part in diving, that they're not only restricted to diving with us when, you know, when we are somewhere, they can go anytime with their family, anywhere in the country and go and dive.
So you're hoping to or planning to make scuba diving a totally inclusive sport within Southern Africa?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, most definitely.
That's a very good vision to have. Wow. If people would like to find out more about your company and the work you're doing, how can they contact you? Where can they find you?
They can find us on Facebook at the moment. If you search for Handicapped Scuba Crew, we have a Facebook page up and running, and we do post on there all our trips and videos as well, so people can actually have a look or hear of the experiences others have had in the pool and at the sea.
That's great. You don't have a website or anything? You said that's in process at the moment. That will be up in time. And they can
That will be up shortly, yes.
They can contact you through the Facebook page as well.
Through the Facebook page. We can leave our details so they can contact us on our cell phones. We have a WhatsApp group that we've created for adaptive diving, and I can share that cell number with you and the link so that anyone that's interested in finding out more about adaptive diving and to speak to other divers that have experienced it, be more than welcome to get that from me and we can share it with them.
That's great. We'll include information like that in the show notes and a link to the Facebook page. For our final question, I'd actually like to ask Sue particularly, if someone were to come to you and say, should they, shouldn't they try scuba diving, what would you say about your experiences to help inspire them to give it a go?
Well, yes. So I'm a paraplegic since 2013, and a big thing for me where I part of Scuba Crew, Handicapped Scuba Crew, I'm also a director, is to motivate them and just give them briefly my experience of diving. So diving has given me the freedom without my wheelchair to just be free. Mentally, it boosted my ability to, you know, just be positive and try new things. And with scuba dive, I've met so many people. So it's as if the disability group just grows. So anyone that would approach me and ask, listen, how do you feel about diving? I would say, get into the water as soon as you can. It's another world of freedom. It gives you ability to be normal, not saying I'm not normal, but just to give you that freedom. And also it's the health benefits around diving, especially for people like me sitting in a wheelchair. The benefits of blood circulations, joint movements. So, yeah, there's so much to share with them. That's about my story.
Thank you, Susan. I think that gives us a good way to really put it into a perspective as well. Any final comments or words? Anything I should have asked that I didn't?
If I might want to say anything.
Well, if there's something I can just add, if you've ever, if the thought of scuba diving crossed your mind, you must try it. If you're able body, disabled body, there's a whole new world that opens for you. You are socially acceptable to the people. From my side, I can relate to someone that's in a wheelchair or different disabilities. and giving them hope is about the best thing I can do as Sue with a disability.
Thank you. Frick, anything from your side?
Yeah, so Lewis, I think no matter the ability of a person, what we strive for is to show people the other side of that water barrier. We love scuba diving so much that we want to share it with everybody. And if you look at it, Earth is 70% water. So if you're not diving, you're missing out on quite a bit of creation. And we enjoy the place. We enjoy the freedom, the quiet, the tranquility, the different sounds that we find there that we really want to share that with everybody. And through the adaptive side of things, we've learned so much that we're actually learning to help more able people by teaching people with less abilities. Let's call it that way. And we find, for myself, from taking that person from the fear of putting their face in the water for the first time with this apparatus to help you breathe, to 30 minutes later when they pop up out of that water with the knowledge that they've been able to conquer this step and conquer that fear and the unknown, that is more reward than most people can give you.
I think that sounds like the perfect place to end the interview with those words. So, Frick, Sue, Dean, Richard, thank you so much for joining us. I think what you're doing with Handicapped Scuba Crew is a fantastic vision, and we wish you every success with that going into the future. Thank you so much for joining us on A Different Way of Traveling.
Thank you so much for having us.
If you'd like to find out more about Handicapped Scuba Crew, we'll include the link to their Facebook page in the show notes. Today's travel quote comes from Justina Chen Headley, who said, "I never knew that the world could be so mind-blowingly beautiful." Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
That's it from us for this time. You can find Accessible South Africa on the web at accessiblesouthafrica.co.za, on Facebook and Instagram at Accessible South Africa, and on Twitter at Accessible SA. You can also email us at podcast@accessiblesouthafrica.co.za. Editing by Craig Strachan, using Hinderberg software. Our theme music is by Lu Chil Chow, based on a motif by Lloyd Strachan. Credits read by Musa Izulu. Thank you for joining us on A Different Way of Traveling. We'll see you next time. Until then, happy travels.